Letters of a Woman Homesteader by Eleanor Pruitt Stewart. This book is read by Rebecca Burns. First published in 1914. This recording of the full-length reading of Letters of a Woman Homesteader was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings.
This edition is distributed exclusively by Tantor Media Incorporated.
Chapter 1. The Arrival at Burnt Fork. Burnt Fork, Wyoming, April 18, 1909. Dear Mrs. Coney, are you thinking I am lost like the babes in the wood? Well, I am not, and I'm sure the robins would have the time of their lives getting leaves to cover me out here. I am way up close to the forest reserve of Utah, within half a mile of the line, 60 miles from the railroad. I was 24 hours on the train and 2 days on the stage, and oh, those 2 days! The snow was just beginning to melt, and the mud was about the worst I ever heard of. The first stage we tackled was just about as rickety as it could very well be, and I had to sit with the driver, who was a Mormon, and so handsome that I was not a bit offended when he insisted on making love all the way, especially after he told me that he was a widower Mormon. But, of course, as I had no chaperone, I looked very fierce, not that that was very difficult with the wind and mud as allies, and told him my actual opinion of Mormons in general and particular. Meantime, my new employer, Mr. Stewart, sat upon a stack of baggage and was dreadfully concerned about something he calls his tookie, but I am unable to tell you what that is. The road, being so muddy, was full of ruts, and the stage...